Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
All right.
All right. I have this for you, I think, this time.
Oh, you have a topic?
I think I do.
Okay, because I was literally just about to say, like, this is about the time where we, like, realize, oh, crap, we don't know what to talk about. But then every episode, it's always turned into some of the most fun conversations ever.
It's true.
Today is when you don't get to go do things because you have a new baby.
Stop.
What are you talking about?
And so, Austin, you were offered free tickets to go see your favorite team play.
I was, yeah.
A football game.
Right.
In Nashville.
Yeah,
And you have a newborn.
Right. I'm from Nashville originally, so I'm a diehard Tennessee Titans fan. All right.
But also a Bears fan.
I was going to say, I have adopted the Bears as my NFC team.
Sure.
Titans are in the AFC.
NFC team.
Yeah, right. Like, and, you know, and even the directions are different. I can say tighten up and bear down.
True.
Those are two totally different directions.
Gets you right where you're at.
Right. So I very much love the Bears. In fact, I just got a Bears hat for Christmas.
I know.
It's pretty dope.
Very nice.
I'm very excited to rock that hat. I was offered Titans tickets, and it's one of those things where it's like, I knew it was a long shot. Like, I've been offered Titans tickets a lot, even within this season. But most of the times they play on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's not plausible or feasible, whatever the word may be, that I am able to go to a game on a Sunday afternoon, fly back, prepare for our show Sunday night and get to bed at a reasonable hour.
You don't get to bed at a reasonable hour.
I don't anyway. I know.
You could actually legitimately do a Sunday.
Seriously, you probably could. But I think the important part here is, when's the last time your favorite team? So when's the last time you've been to a Titans game?
The last time I've been to a Titans game in Nashville? Because I've been to,
where else? Oh, you went to an away game.
In London, I went to a Titans game in 2018. I went to London to see them play. That was a 72-hour trip to London and back, which I do not recommend. I do not recommend that at all. If you're going to go to London, give yourself more than 72 hours.
Wow.
I think it might have even been less than that. I left on a Friday and came back on a Monday morning. I'm trying to think. I feel like I have maybe. No, I don't think I've seen them play anywhere else, but it's there are in Nashville this week. Last time I saw them play in Nashville, 2014, maybe.
Okay. So the dilemma is it appropriate to go ahead and go to see your favorite team when you haven't seen them for so long, leaving your wife at home?
In a very important game, mind you.
In a very important game.
The number one seed in the AFC. They have home field advantage.
It's, right. And leaving, you know, the wife at home with the new baby.
I can answer that right now. No, it's not appropriate.
I think it's okay to do once in a while. It's not like you're doing that all the time.
Yeah, but this is also, yeah, but like you're, look, credit to you because you are a single mom. You've raised Porter pretty much on your own this whole time. So you know, like you can do that. Like that's not.
Well, I'm not saying it's easy.
So Meredith's going to do that.
I'm not saying it's easy, but.
No. I just don't think it could.
You just give
timing is everything. If baby was 3 months, that's better.
Right.
Baby's 1 month.
1 month.
You're not getting out of it.
Right. Well, technically, she'll be 2 months on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Saturday
oh,
wow. morning before the game.
Oh.
So while I'm at the game, she would be, or no, not 2 months. Sorry. 5 weeks.
See, and this is something.
Oh, wow. Yeah, 5 weeks.
You are tired.
Yeah, no, she'll be 5 weeks.
One of the tough things about not living where your family lives.
That's what Mayor said. Mayor was like, if we lived in St. Louis, yeah, this would be easy. If we lived in Nashville, yeah, this would be easy. But
my family doesn't live here.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're a badass. You're the exception to
no,
the rule.
No, I'm not. I mean, I don't know.
And not saying my wife's not a badass. My wife is very much a badass.
She's definitely a badass.
Yes. I'm just saying, like, but like you, like what you've done, and that's why I'm like, I have so much respect for single mothers because it's like, I honestly don't know how it gets done. I barely know how it gets done with both Mayor and I.
Go to the game, you'll know. I imagine she already puts up with a lot for you and football.
1,000% she does because sports don't stop. And I, on the side, I have my own side project with my blog and everything. And it's a hindrance on her a lot of times.
And you did
but
mention
she supports
this,
it,
which I do understand this part of the whole thing is that during the week you're leaving the house to work. And then you come home and you've got work for your podcast.
Right. It's like I'm working two full-time jobs, basically.
I'm going to have to censor all this.
Oh, yeah, right.
And so I'm thinking, you know, the weekends is your time, you said, to really pick up some of the slack.
Yeah.
So and in that aspect, I understand. But then I always think about opportunities. And I'm like, when do you get that opportunity again? Well, you really would be able to go.
Yeah. I mean, with Ryan Tannehill at quarterback, when are they going to be in the playoffs again? That's horrible. This is
you
a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
You bite your tongue.
I'm all about opportunity.
Right. No, and but that's the thing. Like, my wife, God love her. She has been so supportive of not just my side project, my side hustle, but she's also been so supportive of when opportunities like these have occurred. Like I said. She said, yeah, let's go to London. Let's go to that game. She went with me. It was awesome.
Yeah,
it was on my birthday like 3 years ago. A number of years ago, the Predators played in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And obviously, again, I'm from Nashville. I'm a Predators fan, which I know it doesn't sit well here with Blackhawks fans. But I went to the game. We booked flights. And this was when we were living in Southern California. I flew home. Went to the game for a weekend. It was a quick trip, turn around, came back.
Look, Austin, it's easy, I feel like, to just say, maybe not easy. That's maybe the wrong word to use, but you could always give a payback. Like, you let me do this, so you can go do
No,
I don't know.
But then again, like, when she eventually does that, the baby will be older and it will be easier.
I wouldn't start honey-do lists now.
Well, I will say it doesn't get easier for a long, long time.
No, but
it
like
just changes.
Right, the baby like learns and like can do more.
I would say almost it gets harder, especially if they get up walking and you're chasing them,
That's true.
It gets really hard then. It's not as hard now as it is when you're chasing them around and trying to keep them out of trouble.
By the time she's in high school, they might be back in the playoffs.
He's so bad.
He's
coming from a Lions fan, though.
I know. I wish sometimes you could see Court's facial expression, how he just likes to, like, rub it in.
Yeah, right, right. Just the... It's like, well, you know, once Derrick Henry has another season-ending surgery, his career will probably be over, so he won't even want to go to the Titans games anymore.
I mean, forget about season-ending injuries. How old is he? 35?
Dilemmas.
I know. It's the... And look, I know that you... parenthood comes sacrifices, and this is just one of those things I might have to sacrifice.
Well, you're a better person than me. I probably would be if I was in your shoes. I'd be like, I really need to go.
So okay, let's say you were in my shoes, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get offered tickets to the ballet in Nashville.
Ballet.
I don't know.
That's what you pick.
You like. You don't like sports. What do you like?
I like sports.
Play.
I just don't.
You get to offer tickets to Wicked. Wicked in Nashville. Hamilton.
A concert to see your favorite artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about Luke Combs?
Okay. You get
Seriously,
offered tickets
you know how much
to see.
I like him.
Yes. You get offered tickets to see Luke Combs in Nashville. Okay.
I would go, but then I probably wouldn't go because I'd be so tired.
But like, what would you even do if you had Porter? Porter's 5 weeks old. You get offered tickets to see Luke Combs.
Right.
What do you do?
All right. Well, if I was, she's also probably really breastfeeding and like all that stuff. So the mom is like a little bit more necessary.
Right.
To the point that if I got to the point where I was a little less necessary, I would go. I would be like, I really need to get out of here.
So, but what would you do with Porter? Would you bring Porter? You can't bring him to the concert.
No, but if I was in your shoes and I had a spouse, I would just go.
No, no, I'm saying you're in your shoes.
Oh.
Like you don't have a spouse, and let's say your family, like you couldn't like drop your kids off, or you couldn't drop Porter off in Porter. Your parents still live in Porter?
No, actually, I could. No, my sister. Yeah, my sister.
But like, say they're not in the picture, because they're not in the picture for me.
Right.
So you're essentially in my situation, but you don't have that.
Except for in this hypothetical, all of your family's dead. What would you do?
Yeah. They died. They died in a brutal,
what?
Brutal,
you guys are sick.
Train crash.
To the 2022 divisional game. They went to go see the Titans take on the Bengals, and tragedy struck.
Oh my God. You guys are sickos.
Yeah, I know we are. But this
what
is the hypothetical.
Are you doing?
This is the hypothetical.
Just hypothetical.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to go. I'd have to make funeral arrangements. I'd be too busy.
What if you got a hotel room? What if you went Friday, brought wife and baby?
That's what I thought about. But even just traveling with a 5 week old.
Yeah, that is what you.
That would be.
You don't want to do that.
She floated that out there. She's like, do you have a ticket for me?
It's too germy
and
for her.
Like,
she's too little.
Oh,
she's,
so that's why you can't go.
Yeah.
What?
She doesn't have a ticket.
No, well, no, that's not why. Because she wouldn't have, I don't know if she would have even wanted to go to the game anyway, even if she had a ticket. Like, she probably would have been like, take someone else, take your dad or something. So, but
you just can't travel with a baby that little yet.
Right.
You shouldn't.
There's a lot you can't do with a baby that little yet.
Yeah, you got to wait.
Can't even talk to it.
Does your wife have like a mistress, a side guy that could come by and help for just a day?
Wait, what is a male mistress? Is it a mister?
I know, that's what I was gonna say. I just went with mistress.
A mistre?
I still think it's mistress.
What is a male mistress?
A douche.
What? I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm Googling.
You better Google because I don't know
Google
what it
male
is.
Mistress. You're gonna get some weird websites come up. He's gonna
in common
Ashley
use
Madison.
The male equivalent of mistress is lover or boyfriend.
Ugh. Oh, that's lame. Okay, so I knew that. There's no like mistress word.
No,
there needs to be.
Because mistress
we
is like
that.
Mistress is like a fancy way of saying my side piece. You
it
know,
gives it like a real.
It sounds better.
Better or worse.
I would rather be a mistress than a side piece.
A mistress makes it sound like I drive a Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, your side piece, she's taking public transportation.
Side piece is like, I drive a Honda Civic. You know?
No, absolutely. Lover, I don't like.
Lover, yeah, because lover implies that like, because like if you have a mistress, like you probably still love your wife, but you're just messing around on the side.
That's kind of a feel.
So if you call her a lover,
then
what does that say about your wife?
Right. That feels like you're more like in love with them.
Right.
It's more emotional.
So lover's off the table. And what was the other one? Just girlfriend?
Boyfriend.
Or boyfriend?
That's lame too.
Boyfriend's lame. Because
it's already a term.
Right. And if you've got a husband, your boyfriend, that's just weird. I don't think you can have a, I mean, I know you can. But I just think it's weird to say I have a husband and a boyfriend. You know, at the same time? Well, does that not feel weird?
Yeah, it does feel weird. I think we need to come up with a name and stick to it.
Yeah.
I think a mister. And make it a thing.
But there already is then.
There already is a mister.
If someone called me Mr. Huff, they'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
What are you? Who's your
sign? Or talking like to the female, like, oh, that's her mister. Like, that's her husband.
Yeah, right. So, a mistray.
A mystery?
A mystery. a mistress, a mistresser.
Mistross.
A mistross.
Oh, that's a
mistress.
That.
Mistross.
Oh, yeah,
that's
you
it. A mistross.
Like from Friends.
I mistross.
Yeah.
Yeah. She pivoted to a new relationship.
Right. They were on a break.
They were on a break.
They actually, are we all in agreement here that they were on a break?
They're on a break.
Get off the plane. Get off the plane.
Oh, man. She got off the plane.
That was a classic.
I actually feel like Joey here in the winter because of how many like pairs and layers I wear.
Could I be wearing any more clothes?
Got two pairs of sweatpants on.
You are.
A couple
you
shirts.
You are Joey. Are you the same way with your food that Joey is?
Joey doesn't share food.
Yeah.
That is true. Are you? I think you are Joey, aren't you?
He's too good looking.
Which
refute.
And
refute.
Like, not to like belittle Matthew LeBlanc, but is he?
He
like,
was.
In the show, like, was he really good looking? Because I don't know. I'm legitimately asking. Was he really good looking?
I think
those first
cute.
Episodes, he definitely was.
I definitely think he was cute.
Was he the hottest of the three guys? Four, if you count Gunther.
Yeah. I would say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Ross. Chandler's the funny one.
Chandler was not.
Not the best looking.
No. I mean, he was good looking in his own way. Ross, not good looking.
Yeah, Ross is, yeah.
He's kind of goofy looking.
Ross looks like an eraser head.
Yeah, he's a pencil, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
No. So Matt LeBlanc, like just by elimination.
Yeah.
Process of elimination, he's the hot one.
Yes, totally. What about the girls? Which one was the hot one?
Rachel.
Oh, yeah, Rachel. Far and away.
Really?
Oh, my
Courtney
gosh.
Courtney Cox is beautiful. People,
never been a fan.
She said
and her personality in the show. So Courtney Cox, beautiful, great. However, Monica, too much to handle.
Oh, yeah.
The personality makes her not attractive.
The cleaning. The whining.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with that assessment.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather date Ross.
She's cute, though. Don't get me wrong. Courtney Cox, beautiful.
She is beautiful. What
now,
if we just
Courtney
base
Cox,
it on looks?
Cougar Town? Not a little. You can, like.
A little better?
Almost one of the things where it's like, I don't know what Jennifer Aniston did, because whatever she did is the way to go. If it's collagen or whatever she hypes on the side, what is the vital proteins?
Yeah.
Whatever she's pimping on the side, like, it's working.
I hate to tell you what it is.
Is it, what, plastic surgery?
Nope.
Oh, wait, what is
what
it?
What is it?
Not having children.
Does she not? Oh, she doesn't have kids. Do you think that's it?
Absolutely.
Think
about what you're going through right now. How much stress you're dealing with.
Does Courtney Cox have? Oh, she does with David Arquette.
Yeah.
Coco.
Wait, what?
What's her name?
That's her kid's name?
Coco.
Coco? Coco yeah. Cox?
Yeah.
No. Coco it's not Coco Cox.
Arquette.
Coco.
I think it would be Arquette.
Coco Arquette. Arquette? Either way, that's still ridiculous. Coco. That's what the grandkids in my family call my mom.
And wouldn't Coco. Courtney's nickname probably be Coco?
Yeah, Courtney Cox. Coco.
It's Coco Arquette, so that does help.
Coco.
Mm-hmm.
How can you sit there and tell the person who's filling out the birth certificate that you want to name your kid Coco with a straight face? Like, is this a bit?
Well, she was married to David Arquette.
Well, right, and he's crazy.
He is.
Wow, is Coco there's this short article for something?
No, I'm trying to find that, but this article is pretty wild from January. Coco in quarantine over Christmas.
Wow. Oh, that's alliteration. I like that. I actually respect that headline. Coco.
Spitting image of her mother.
Gotta be, like, that is, like we have a friend named Garen, which I love him to death. He actually was our.
So that's a combination of Gary and Darren.
Is it?
And you put it together.
Or that's Garrett and Darren.
Well, so I was thinking like, this is like legit, I'd never heard the name Garen before, ever. Mm-hmm. And so I would always say like when he was born. His parents were like, they were like, all right, you know, what would you like to name your son? And they were like, Garrett. And the doctor was like, Garen? And they're like, no, 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 we said Garrett. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, it's too late. I already wrote down Garen. And then they were just stuck with it.
Baby's Garen.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, the parents couldn't decide. Like, one wanted Garrett one and the other Darren. Darren.
One wanted Garrett.
And so they had to compromise.
So they said Garen? Okay. I respect that. That's how you make marriages work. It's compromising.
Exactly.
Right? By not saying, no, I won't go to the Titans game this weekend.
Compromise.
Compromise.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.